B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Well, an eight-legged creature is being blamed for the loss of a woman's van in the Etowah River on Sunday.
An eight-legged creature?
The woman told a state trooper she was trying to back her Kia down the Neal's Landing boat launch to put her kayak in the river when a spider jumped in her lap.
Oh, boy.
So she jumped out of the van.
Wow.
It was moving at the time. The van rolled into the river, the Georgia State Park State Patrol said. The agency sent a trooper to the boat launch, and by the time the trooper arrived, the van was gone.
Jeez.
It had slipped completely out of sight. She stated that it floated downstream a ways, and within seconds, it was totally submerged. A passerby in a boat attempted to locate the van, but couldn't even find it.
Oh, my God.
It must be a pretty deep river. The woman's insurance company will foot the bill for a dive team to locate the van and tow it out of the river. Some places in Florida, Casey, this is exactly what you want next time you go to Florida.
All right.
Some places in Florida where you can reasonably expect to encounter an alligator would be like a storm sewer, the end of an airport runway, your local golf course. But this might be a first. While in town for a wedding, Georgia resident Dave Jacobs and his family spotted an alligator casually chilling out on an alligator-shaped pool float in the pool at their Airbnb stay.
No way. Alligator on an inflatable alligator pool float.
There's a picture of it.
He knew.
That's awesome.
Hilarious.
He knew.
He said, my daughter, who was 14, was like, Dad, this is so meta. Jacob says that his family first spotted the gator in the lake outside their vacation rental on Sunday. The alligator seemed to be taunting their dog, Rascal, who spent the day barking and running around the screened-in pool deck. He said, we thought it was pretty cute. And then the next day, it just showed up in the pool. Jacob's wife called the Airbnb owner, who contacted someone from wildlife management. And eventually, the gator wrangler was able to fish the reptile out of the pool. He told Jacobs that he's been busy lately because it's mating season for alligators. And Jacob says, I guess it's not that unusual, but it was unusual to me. He and his family began the long drive home, where at least they'll be able to share some pretty interesting stories about their priceless Florida man experience. But it's hilarious because it's an alligator on an alligator pool float.
That is crazy.
Yep. A little more than a year ago, Carly Harpst was the smiling winner of $1 million prize in the Florida lottery. She had even won a $100 prize a week earlier. The money was coming at a great time, too, because Harpst was reportedly pregnant. But last week, the 27-year-old woman was among more than 20 suspects apprehended by police in a major drug bust.
Oh, man.
She was reportedly charged with solicitation to deliver heroin and unlawful use of a two-way communication device and made her first court appearance on Friday in connection with the case. Her lottery winnings have marked an opportunity for Harpst to turn her life around after a criminal history that included previous arrests for drug possession, theft, contempt of court, and driving with a suspended license. But instead, she allegedly got involved with the operators of an extensive drug operation that peddled in heroin, fentanyl, and cocaine, according to Florida law enforcement.
She was reinvesting, Preston.
Yeah, I guess so. Authorities hope that the bust, which was dubbed Operation Smooth Criminal, will help reduce drug traffic in the area that some saw 300 drug-related deaths between 2017-2018. Back when Harpst had won the lottery, she appeared on local TV and said that she bought the ticket because of its number. It was number 24, and she just liked that number, and she won $1 million, but it did not turn...
I'm probably going to use it to traffic in heroin.
Did not turn her life around at all. Casey, this story is exclusively for you. This is right out of one of your favorite movies and favorite moments in a movie.
Oh, really?
Phoenix firefighters got quite the surprise Thursday when they responded to a fire at a house full of snakes and other reptiles and animals.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Greg Hawk of the Phoenix Fire Department said that he and other firefighters were bit with a big element of shock when they realized the home was filled with hundreds of these creatures. He said it was honestly like a movie. We were looking at each other going, this is crazy. There were literally firefighters fighting fire, squirting water on the fire, and the guys next to them picking up snakes and putting them in buckets and trying to get them outside.
Right out of Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
That's exactly it. The firefighters had to change the way they fought the fire since so many reptiles were in the home. Instead of fighting the fire defensively from the outside, they took the riskier approach by battling the flames offensively from inside to save as many reptiles as they could. He said, we just knew that we had to do what we could to protect the animals and get the fire out. He says it's the kind of call that will leave a memorable mark. He said, we see crazy stuff, and this was outside of the box crazy for us. So they saved him, but it was very interesting. A man who went on a naked rampage in the street threatening to sexually assault a dog has been spared jail. Lewis Butterfield claimed that his drink had been spiked with ecstasy when he was seen running around without any clothes on and behaving aggressively.
Really?
And when the neighbor's pet chased him across the road, the 26-year-old threatened to sexually assault the animal.
Big dogs running, big dogs out.
But after the hearing, he was reduced his after hearing that he had reducing his alcohol consumption, had a job, and is doing well on probation, the judge decided not to jail him.
Wow.
This is in England, by the way. Tessa Hingston, prosecuting, told the Crown Court officers were called to a report of an aggressive naked male causing problems. The defendant was duly found. He was behaving in a bizarre manner. His speech was slurred. He appeared to be foaming at the mouth.
Wow. You have to have some powerful stuff as trying to, or it's enticing you to have sex with a dog.
Footage showed him streaking across the road, followed by neighbors and their dog, followed by the neighbor and their dog. Which he appeared to kick at. Playing the recording, she said, that is Mr. Butterfield naked, apparently challenging other members of the public and local residents. He was alleged to have made offensive comments to the effect that he would sexually assault the dog.
Mm.
He was detained by officers, and after telling about the drugs he had been slipped, he was taken to the hospital. When he was discharged the following morning, he got into a taxi wearing a hospital gown and nothing else and asked to go to the grocery store. During the journey, he kept challenging the driver to fight and asking him if he was Turkish, to which he replied, no, he was from Swindon.
Swindon?
Yeah.
They have great kennels there.
When he pulled over, the defendant got out and started punching the window of the cab, leading the driver pulling away without his fare. Following his arrest, he said that his drink had been spiked with ecstasy, and that's why he wigged out so much.
All right.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
A piece of unconventional jewelry is drawing criticism from people on Facebook. A woman posted a photo of a wedding band and noted that it is what's called a keepsake ring and adds that the stone is, she wrote, the stone is made of my breast milk, my youngest son's umbilical cord, pieces of both of my son's hair, and gold flakes.
No, thank you.
Wow. Yeah, that's kind of nasty.
Went out one of her husband's balls.
Yeah, seriously.
It's my husband's testicle. It's
my husband's left ball. It's a little bit of umbilical cord.
Hundreds of people commented on the photo, noting their disgust. One said, pretty sure that's called a teratoma. While the other one quipped, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do something.
Mm-hmm. And just ask Jeff Goldblum.
Kind of nasty. Bee populations are under threat around the world, but one house in Spain apparently provided the perfect conditions for a huge hive. A couple in the historic southern city of Granada in Andalusia had been troubled by a strange buzzing noise in their house for some time. And when things got so bad they couldn't sleep at night, they decided to take action. So beekeeper Sergio Guerrero,
I'll take a care of your bee problem.
Told CNN the couple had first noticed bees at their property around a year ago, but no one from the police, firefighters, local council had been able to help. When temperatures started to rise, the noise got worse, and beehive relocation expert Guerrero was called in.
Come outside with me. You got yourself a bee problem like I had never seen before, and I've been here in Granada for about 14 days.
What he found at the house was a shock that even for experienced beekeeper. A hive home to around 80,000 bees was behind the bedroom wall.
You folks are on your own.
Guerrero said that he was surprised the human inhabitants had been able to share a house with such noisy neighbors, especially as the hive was so big that it must have been there for a couple of years. He said the noise wouldn't have been constant, but would have fluctuated depending on what the bees were doing that day. He said the hive would have grown so big because of the large number of flowers in the local area, as well as higher temperatures in recent years, which have lengthened the insect's reproductive period.
Remember that story you had about a similar case in a house where they actually started to see honey drip out of the walls?
Yes, yes, that's right.
Amazing.
And how do you not see an errant bee or two in the house at some point?
Or 50.
I don't know. But that's anyhow, that's how that took place. A woman likely saved a man's life Saturday morning, officials said, when she saw skid marks on a little-used road and decided to stop and get out of her car to examine them.
Ew.
Not that kind of skid marks. Once out of her car, Lori Bowers looked over the cliff on Grayback Road and saw a red Jeep perched perilously 50 feet below.
Wow.
And Ned Booth, an officer at the fire district, said it's a good thing she was traveling by. The Jeep was perched on roughly a 40-degree slope on the side of the hill. Booth said the car was resting against a single tree. Otherwise, it likely would have plunged 1,000 feet to a ravine below. Crews had to work to extricate the driver from the car amid a perilous situation. The driver told officials he crashed around 2 a.m. Rescuers were dispatched to the scene around 10 a.m., so he sat there the whole time. He was hypothermic, had a badly fractured leg and internal bleeding, and was airlifted to the hospital.
Well, that's a miracle.
This is pretty cool. An Australian man has unearthed a 49-ounce gold nugget with a metal detector while wandering Western Australia's gold fields. Yeah, that's a big one.
So the gold fields is where these people go to...
Kind of search for gold. He shared pictures of the rock online. A shop did. It's estimated to be worth around $70,000.
Gold fields!
The unidentified man was an experienced local hobbyist. And the finds of this scale by prospectors are known to happen a few times a year, experts say.
Well, then gold fields is where you need to visit.
Totally. About 3/4 of the gold mine in Australia is produced in and around the Kalgoorlie region, which is where this was.
How much would 49 ounces of gold go for?
It's estimated to be around $70,000.
I'm sorry, I missed that part. That's pretty amazing.
So Mr. Cook, who owns a shop selling supplies to gold prospectors, yes, there are still gold prospectors out there, said the man detected the piece on some salt bush flats about 18 inches below the surface. He said he walked into my shop, showed me the nugget in his hand with a big smile on his face.
You find yourself a humdinger.
He's...
right? As you expect.
That's right. He said it's just a bit bigger than a packet of smokes.
It's about the size of a packet of smokes.
But he said...
Holy tarnation!
He said the density of it was incredible. He said it was really heavy.
It's really heavy!
Smaller traces of gold are more common finds in the region. He said most of the gold found is in the less than half an ounce category, but they do find them fairly frequently.
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock.
I'm going home now.
All right, the old...
He's got to put on the thing for the tourists. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.